بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained various ways of doing good deeds. And here we learn many great lessons. One is the poor Sahaba came and they said that we haven't got money. And the rich Sahaba who have money, they can do a lot of work of charity we can't do. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam showed them various ways where you can do good deeds though you are poor also. Similarly also we read where the ladies came and they told that the men, because they are men, they can do many things. Go for jihad, etc. We are women, we can't do all that. Men go for jamaat namaz to the masjid, etc. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam showed them many ways as women what they can excel in as well. So this is a thing many of us, when we seem to be deprived in a certain way, disadvantaged, so we just become negative and that I can't do anything. I'm disadvantaged, I haven't got any opportunity. That is totally wrong. Every person has got an opportunity, whether he's a man, he's a woman, grown up people, small children, whether they are males, females, poor, rich, learned or not learned. Many times also it comes, we feel that we are not alim, so we can't do the work the alims are doing. But there are a lot of works we can do even as non-alims. I feel I'm not a hafiz, so I'm disadvantaged. And my father didn't make me a hafiz. No, it isn't at all. You can make your children hafiz now. And you can get that full sawab. So this excuse which lingers with us is just a useless excuse from shaitan. There are opportunities for all in there, whichever sphere they are in, they can do a lot of good work. So we should learn that great lesson also from here. And the other is that all of the above mentioned actions have been referred to as charity because the rewards is equivalent to giving charity. We read in the hadith where the poor Sahaba came, radiallahu anhum, and they said, we can't give charity, we are poor. And the rich Sahaba are giving lot of charity. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah is charity, Alhamdulillah is charity, commanding the right is charity, forbidding the wrong is charity, and if making a niyat of doing a guna, and then to cancel that niyat and not to do the guna is also charity. And if not that also, you can't do anything, not to harm somebody, that is also charity. So who can say I can't do? Even just if you don't want to do good, you feel you can't do good, but you can at least do that you don't harm somebody. So there is an opportunity for everyone. So, and all the different ways. So, and a person will see clearly for himself in the Akhirat on the day of Qiyamah, I had no excuse. I was just making excuses to dodge the issue for myself. I didn't want to do. Agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. If you don't want to do something, you'll have 1,000 excuses. And if you want to do something, there are more than one way to kill a cat. There are different ways of doing what you want to do, if you want to do it. So we must be determined to do. So even the charity of the different ways by which a person can acquire closeness to Allah Ta'ala. This is because they are done for the pleasure of Allah, even though they may differ in status, nature, characteristics and effect. Also this is another thing, that a person wants name and fame. So the rich people give lot of charity. I can't give, I'm a poor person, so I can't get that name and fame. What the rich people, that is all your evil which is within you. If you are sincere, there are many ways in your way that you can also do good deeds. If you're a woman and you can't do what the men do, but as a woman there are plenty things that you can do. And after all, mothers are the mothers of great huffaz. All whichever great huffaz they are, they've got a mother. It is the mother who made them. and the great ulama, the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, everyone has got a mother. So the mothers also have got a great role to play. They should play their role, not make excuses that we are not men, so we can't do this or we can't do that. And all these things, though it appears different that you're reading subhanallah, nobody might accept you or regard you as a person who has given great charity. But by Allah, you are the person who are giving charity all the time. And we don't have to worry for credit from people. We must worry for credit from Allah Ta'ala. And people, for how long are they going to praise you, even if they do? And only on the face they praise you. But if you do it for Allah, it is forever and ever. And Allah's praises and rewards are genuine and forever also. So we should not make any excuses. Whatever good we can do, we should always try and do it. Also, the hadith highlights the aspect of morality and faithfulness in marriage, and is particularly important in our era of immorality and shamelessness. In this hadith, even to this extent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you can have relations with your wife, that is also charity. And when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was surprised that we'll get sawab for having relations, we satisfied our own desire and we're getting sawab, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, had you fulfilled your desire in a haram place, shouldn't you have got sin? They said, yes, definitely. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you satisfy your desire in a halal place, there is sawab of charity for you in that also. Now what else have we got? So easy it is fulfilling our own desire, our lust, and just doing it in the right way. And for that also there is sawab of charity. And then this is not only that, there are a lot of sawabs that we can do, can acquire when having relationships with our own wives. For example, and this is very important at these during our days when immorality and shamelessness and sin have gone beyond limit. Even between married people, what sins they commit, that also is gone beyond the limit. So there are such a great ways that we can acquire great rewards. Islam teaches that fulfilling one's desire with one's wife draws divine rewards when it is accompanied with the correct intention. Just doing, having relations also, there is reward. And then according to the intentions a person makes, that one act has got so much of great rewards. For example, such an intention could be to safeguard one's chastity. Just a person makes this niyat that I mustn't fall in haram. So I'm satisfying myself in my halal place with my wife. There's reward for that also. Or the chastity of one's spouse. A person makes a niyat that my spouse's, a wife makes a niyat, I'm satisfying my husband so that he mustn't go and get involved somewhere else. Or the husband satisfies the wife that she mustn't even get involved somewhere else. And not only that, but from evil thoughts and gazes also. That even the woman or the man can get evil thoughts and think about other women. So satisfy them fully, and then you don't have that evil thoughts and that evil gazes. To fulfill the spouse's marital rights. That is also an important thing, to satisfy the husband, to satisfy the wife. That's again another separate intention. To produce offspring that will believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. That is again a separate reward. That we'll have children, they will be believers, mu'mineen, they believe in the oneness of Allah. And we also make the niyat, Allah make them hafiz. For that is again a separate sawab. We will make them alims. That is again a separate sawab. We will make them da'is. That is again a separate. So how many niyats we can make in that one natural which normally we just do that act and we don't think of anything. But that is enough to make a person a buzurg also. And nobody will ever think you can become a buzurg in fulfilling this need of yours. or to increase the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That niyat is also enough. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam clearly says that marry a woman who has lot, who can bear lot of children, because فَإِنِّي مُكَافِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمُ, it will give me pride on the day of Qiyamah and honor that my ummah is so big. So to increase the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is again a separate reward. Intending to rear pious offspring is a noble intention, as they will serve as a perpetual reward after their parents' demise. If we may make the niyat, we'll have children and we'll make them pious. That has got its own reward, and it's got a perpetual reward that after we die, we did make them pious, they will make dua for us. And we'll see when we are in the qabr, regularly the gifts are coming from our children, that they are reading and making isalis sawab for us. So that will be also such a great reward. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that when he completed his hifz as a young boy, his father called him and told him that Allah will give you great honor and respect in the world, that will be for you. But for I made you hafiz for me, and I want you to read every day one supara and pass the sawab to me. So he says that from that time he completed hifz as a young boy, perhaps 12, 13. He says, every night in Awwabin namaz after Maghrib, I read my one para and I pass the sawab to my father. So what a great position for the father. One lady in her qabr was seen that all the other people are collecting the sawab which the family people are sending for the marhumin in their qabrs. And she was just sitting comfortably in a place. They said, why don't you go? She says, I've got a son and he's a cook. And as he cooks the whole day, he's cooking and he's reading Quran all the time. And all that sawab he sends to me. So I don't have to go and look for sawab. It's coming to me all the time. And whole day's Quran Sharif. One bus driver who drives from Lahore to Rawalpindi. And it's about 15... whatever time it takes, but going to Rawalpindi, he reads half a Quran. From Rawalpindi back to Lahore again, another half Quran. So every trip he finishes one Quran Sharif. So we make our children hafiz like that, and not only hafiz, but that they read Quran Sharif. And they pass the sawab to us, how lot rewards we'll get continuously in the Akhirat. So this intention we make, for that we will get the reward. When they do the actual act, even more reward. But our intention is that we are having children, I'm having relationship with my wife, we'll have children, we'll make them hafiz, we make them alims, they will do work of deen, and they will pass that sawab. And even if the children don't pass the sawab still goes to the parent. And when they make the niyat, they get more reward, because they are being obedient and good children to their parents now. So they get even more reward. As they will serve as a perpetual reward after the parents' demise by performing good deeds on the latter's behalf. So these are all various intentions just when having relationship with one's wife, which is a thing in any case we are going to do. But just with the niyyah, how valuable. The same it is with regard to our eating, like that we eat. But there are many niyyahs we can make, and make that eating of ours a great ibadat. We all have to sleep. Just making the correct intentions and reading the du'as when going to sleep, that becomes a great, great ibadat. We all have to go to toilet. We can't escape that in any way. But just making the correct niyyah, that going to toilet can become a great ibadat. We read our du'as, we do it in the correct way, and that can become a great ibadat. So Islam has left so many doors open for everyone, and said it will be if we see we still fell short in the Akhirah. When we had so much of opportunity and we did not do, and just our natural life, not even nobody will even think of us as buzurgs or anyone. Just like our, we were just ordinary people, but we could be very great buzurgs by Allah Ta'ala and earn this great reward in the Akhirah. May Allah give us also. Subhanallah.